Well, we're continuing our road trip here, and as I said from Beardsley Zoo and another episode that we recorded recently, it's great to get out of the studio and off the phone and face-to-face with guests, and especially when I am their guest, and today I'm the guest of the Community Economic Development Fund, or CEDF. They're a mission-driven, nonprofit Connecticut economic development organization that's providing business loans in disadvantaged communities. And in other Connecticut municipalities, CEDF lends to business borrowers with household incomes below state median. A lot more information about the organization coming our way from my two guests here this morning, their president and CEO, Jim Bezdira, and Fred Welk, who is the director of business development. We'll be back with those guys right after a few words about one of our local nonprofits.
Bridgeport's own Housatonic Museum of Art is proud to present Ink and Impressions, 110 years of the Society of American Graphic Artists, SAGA, a landmark national exhibition celebrating the legacy and innovation of American printmaking. Featuring 160 hand-pulled prints by artists from across more than 30 states, this anniversary showcase honors SAGA's 110-year history and 90 years of annual exhibitions. You're invited to a free and festive opening reception with participating artists and appetizers happening on September 10th, commemorating the diversity and daring nature of contemporary and historical printmakers. For more information on this and other Housatonic Museum of Art activities, just visit housatonicmuseum.org.
So here we are in Meriden, right off the big Cloverleaf interchange here. You guys are smack dab in the middle of all the action here, right where the big new reconstruction project is happening. So if you hear a little bit of noise in the background or fire sirens, it's because we're also right next to a fire station. So no worries there. So Jim, thank you so much for having us here this morning. Lots to talk about, and especially these days. You know, as I talk to folks in commercial real estate and in business development, you know, interest rates have got people going crazy. Some of the unknowns or the quick shifting sands coming out of the nation's capital also have thrown a lot of people in the business community for a loop. But you guys have been rock solid for decades.
Well, thank you, John, for having Fred and myself and allowing us a few minutes on your program to share with you and your listeners about, I think, the very good work that CEDF does every day. So yeah, we were formed in 1994. We're in our 31st year now, so we have a lot of experience. As you said in your introduction, we are a mission-driven small business lender. So we're based here in Meriden, but we operate across all 169 municipalities in our great state. Our focus each and every day, our passion, our resources, are helping out low to moderate income entrepreneurs and small business owners, predominantly in low to moderate income communities and neighborhoods across Connecticut. We're working routinely with true startup businesses, businesses that may be a couple of years old, and seasoned businesses that need capital to either get started, buy a piece of equipment, or grow. And for whatever reason, they're not able to obtain that financing from their local traditional bank. That's the niche we fill. As I said, we've been doing that for 31 years now. So right here in our organization, we can lend from literally as low as a couple of $1,000s up to $500,000, depending on the needs of that individual business. And we really try to meet that entrepreneur, that small business owner, where they are, and provide them the capital and ancillary support to make that business, again, either get started or grow and hire local people from their neighborhoods and really help the state of Connecticut's economy grow as well.
Part of the reason why we like to visit with organizations like yours is because you're somewhat unique in the state of Connecticut, just one of a handful of organizations. You're a nonprofit organization. Could you explain to folks that are listening how being a nonprofit also sets this organization apart from other types of entities that might be engaged in things like business loans?
Sure. So, excellent point. So, yeah, we are a nonprofit. We ourselves are a small business. So we understand what it's like to manage the challenges and have the triumphs and shortcomings of running running a business like ourselves. So because we are mission-driven, nonprofit, we don't have nearly the amount of regulation and compliance issues that banks or other organizations have. We really believe in forming long-term partnerships and relationships with our loan applicants and our eventual borrowers, and being able to be there in the long run to support them, whatever needs they may have.
Hmm. In your time leading with and being part of CEDF, how have you seen the faces and the demographics of the communities that you serve change here in Connecticut?
Again, great question. I've had the privilege now of being the president here for just a little over 10 years. A lot of things have stayed the same, right? There's still a huge need for startup capital and existing loans from us to get those businesses up and running and growing. But what we have seen in the last, call it 8 to 10 years, is a growing number in Connecticut of minority entrepreneurs getting their businesses formed and growing. So we have grown a lot with African Americans, Blacks, Hispanics, women, and veteran-owned businesses in Connecticut, and that momentum just keeps growing.
And looking forward, do you see this organization reaching sort of like a saturation point given the need, do you essentially kind of like a barometer, you just you grow and accommodate as the need and the populations correspond?
It would actually be the latter. So we each year, we're probably originating between 50 and 75 new loans, bringing in a lot of new customers each year. That's been the norm now for a couple of decades. There's just a continuing need in Connecticut for the products and services we provide, especially the startup businesses where the banks in this state do a great job. But, you know, as we all know, banks have a lot of regulations and a lot of compliance they have to live with. We don't have those kind of restrictions, so we can be much more creative, much more flexible than a bank or a credit union can be. So we just really see that ongoing need for new business formation, job growth, and we do not see that slowing down.
CEDF does so much more than just drive pickups full of cash up to new businesses that are aspiring to grow here in Connecticut. One of the things that I admire about CEDF is the way that you help businesses help themselves with workshops, webinars, trainings, and other details. We'll give you a break for a few minutes, Jim, and meet Fred Welk Jr., who is, as I said in the introduction, the Director of Business Development here at the Community Economic Development Fund. Fred, thanks for joining us today. Let's just hear a little bit about yourself and how you came to the organization and have moved into this position where you're providing all this great additional support to help ensure the success of your borrowers.
It seems like the best job I could have ever imagined. I had 23 years as a business owner, actually, in the beauty business and in franchise development. But many changes in the retail marketplace over the years, especially with, the decline of regional shopping malls where we were located and with the rise of the internet. And, the time came when I needed something different. And, in fact, CEDF was a wonderful opportunity. So for 12 years, I've been involved here as a business advisor. The last 8 years or so, handling our business education programming. And as we attempt to grow more, doing a little more in business development lately.
So looking at your own career and how you got started and now kind of positioning that against the work that you're doing here at CEDF, do you see the extreme value of all these added value services and support that perhaps you had had to learn yourself, the old school of hard knocks situation?
Absolutely, and you're right. It is a hard school of hard knocks out there if you don't have anyone to mentor you or look over your shoulder. In some of our access to capital presentations that I do, I point out the fact that no one ever taught me how to go and approach a lender to get a business loan, whether it's a community lender like us or a bank. And there's things that you got to think about in order to be successful in business. But we're very proud of our business advisory program that supplies those inputs for our borrowers.
Man, this isn't just send them a link and it's a one-size-fits-all approach. You guys are very dedicated to individualized coaching.
Well, it's a very important part of our program in order to, help business owners be sustainable. We try to be out with our borrowers, as often as they need, maybe typically once a month or so in order to really understand their concerns and what the business needs. But our business advisors, I'm pleased to say, all have a background of business ownership. And we think that makes a terrific difference when you yourself have paced the floor and worried about making payroll on Friday. You're more empathetic. We coach across a whole range of industries because their fundamentals are pretty much the same, and we can provide those inputs in management, marketing, finance, but also importantly the emotional component of business ownership, because being willing to get up every morning and put your foot in front of the other in order to face the wars of small businesses is sometimes difficult. And even long past COVID, we have to dry a few tears once in a while and help people pep themselves up.
Yeah, or move on to the next chapter. I imagine that's also got to be a very challenging thing for both the businesses and the coaches, especially when it's going to involve having to recapitalize.
Well, there are times when things get a little more difficult, and sometimes you do have to face up to doing something different in a different way. And I think many of our business owners, have either personally had experiences that have informed things like that, or they've helped enough clients throughout our last 5 years here of COVID and the post-COVID era, where we understand what it's required to help people make those transitions, although it's not terribly frequent, I'll say.
Yeah. Well, along with the one-on-one approach to coaching the businesses that come to the Connecticut Economic Development Fund, you do complement that with a platform called WeTeachSuccess.org. What's that all about?
Well, back in the deep in the COVID era, 2020, we realized that the architecture of our existing CEDF.com website did not show off some of the features and the programs and the information that we had to offer very well. So we put up a dedicated website, and this allows us to kind of showcase the replays of the webinars, the podcast series that we've produced, the published articles we have, and the free courses that we offer. And so it's a good way to show the panorama of the material that's available to help small businesses. And we get quite a bit of traction with that, and it's very useful for our borrowers and also for the business community at large, because a lot of small business owners who are new to a particular subject or sometimes those that are aspiring to be business owners make use of that material.
So as we play this segment here on the 10th of August, you've got workshops coming up online starting in just a few days.
Yeah, we've got next week we're doing something on B2B business development with LinkedIn. And then later in the month of August, we have kind of a hands-on workshop, two-part series on a program called Canva that small businesses can use to make graphic layouts and things to help kind of accelerate their marketing, especially when they're on a tight budget. And then in early September, we're doing our Take a Smart Approach to Launching Your Business program at the Ferguson Library in Stanford, and that's going to be in Spanish. In fact, about half of our programming nowadays is in Spanish, and that's a growing community, of course, here in Connecticut that we're trying to serve.
Now, does access to the WeTeachSuccess.org platform require already being a customer, so to speak, of CEDF, or is this something that is available to anyone who's interested in learning more?
No, it's available to everyone here in Connecticut, and it's free. There is a registration on the site, but it's very quick and simple. Nonprofit organization kind of has to, count noses, so to speak, and keep track of who they are serving. And so we have a few simple questions that we ask in order to make reports to our grant funders and such.
Thanks, Fred. Let's get back to Jim Zadira, the CEO and president here at CEDF. We mentioned the capitalization word. Let's talk a little bit more about some of what makes CEDF different when it comes to loan capital, Jim.
Sure. So again, there's a phrase out there called patient debt, and we are one of those lenders. So, we're providing loan capital, loans to small businesses. But like a lot of small businesses, there's always challenges and hiccups along the way. So if a business truly, finds itself up against a big, big challenge, and they need maybe 3 months or 4 months of either paying us interest only or deferring their payment totally, we're there to support that. We are, again, no disrespect to banks. They all do a great job. But given the fact that we are mission-driven, we're patient, our goal is to do our very, very best to keep that business in existence, up and operating, keep those local jobs that the business owners have hired in place. So if that business needs a short break from their payments to us, as long as they're very communicative and upfront and they're working very closely with our business advisory, that's something we entertain on a relatively regular basis. Whatever we can do, John, to support those businesses and get them through the rough times, we're here to do that for them.
Yeah. There's, kind of the old cliche is, I came to the city with $50 in my pocket, and here I am today, a millionaire entrepreneur. It all starts sometimes with just a few bucks, and microloans are something that CEDF does expertly. Why don't we define what microloans are to folks that are listening and let them know how they might be able to avail themselves to just that little bit of a jump start that might, kind of light the fuse to something really incredible.
Sure. So the SBA, the Small Business Administration, has a microloan program. We've been involved with that now for about 25 years. And I'm proud to say, John, that we've been the number one SBA microlender in Connecticut for 12 years in a row. It's a product that we take very seriously. And again, those loans range from a low of $1,000 up to a maximum of $50,000, all term loans, very fairly priced. So for whether you're a startup, a young or existing business, and you need $1,000 or $2,000 to buy a couple of laptops, as an example, or you need up to $50,000 to buy a meaningful piece of equipment for your business, or you may have a need for some permanent working capital, the SBA microloan program really is a great product that fits that niche very, very well.
Great. Fred, when it comes to the successes of the folks who come to CEDF, the happy endings are many, way too many to talk about more than just one or two of them today. But I know there's a couple that come to mind when you think of the full trajectory of a business story after they walk through the door here.
Well, I've got a couple in mind right now because I've either helped them or dealt with them lately, and one would be an APRN who has a very interesting story with her integrated medicine practice because she had a difficult time with a diagnosis herself, and that helped her focus on how she wanted to handle her patients. And another being a coffee roaster that has done phenomenally in getting into the wholesale market with a very high-quality product, thanks to us getting them a bigger roasting machine to expand their production.
Fantastic. So I guess the last thing to leave everybody with is how to get in touch with CEDF to find out if they're the right fit and you're the right fit, and we're off on the road to success.
Well, a lot of information available there to help school those who are trying to consider whether debt capital, a business loan is right for them. That's CEDF.com. And our educational website is WeTeachSuccess.org. The websites are linked together, so it's very easy to move between them as needs change or develop or people want to explore.
The Community Economic Development Fund is one of Connecticut's only statewide Treasury-certified community development financial institutions. Founded in 1994, been doing it for over 30 years. We hope that you'll take advantage of their services and all of their education and training. If you are a budding entrepreneur thinking about opening your own business or perhaps taking your business to the next level, we want to thank Fred Welk, who is the Director of Business Development, and Jim Bezdira, who is the President and CEO, for hosting us here at their offices in Meriden. Thank you, guys.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.